From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Be ambitious for the higher gifts, and I am going to show you a way that is better than any of them. If I have all the eloquence of men or of angels, but speak without love, I am simply a gong booming or a cymbal clashing. If I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all the mysteries there are and knowing everything, and if I have faith in all that its fullness to move mountains, but without love, then I am nothing at all. If I give away all that I possess, piece by piece, and even if I let them take my body to burn it, but I'm without love, it will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense. It is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love does not come to an end, but if there are gifts of prophecy, the time will come when they must fail. Or the gift of languages, it will not continue forever. And knowledge, this too will have come when it must fail. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophesying is imperfect. But once perfection comes, all imperfect things will disappear. When I was a child, I used to talk like a child and think like a child and argue like a child. But now I am a man. All childish ways are put behind me. Now we are seeing a dim reflection in a mirror, but then we should be seeing face to face. The knowledge that I have now is imperfect, but then I shall know as fully as I am known. In short, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The age-old Satan of Christian life has always been a fear of love. Yes, we might say that Christianity is not a difficult faith to follow. All it ever asks is that we pray and really do our level best to act uprightly. If we get it wrong, we seek forgiveness. We try again, fall again, try again, fall again. And the biggest fall that we have, though, is our own fear. Fear is probably the best word for original sin, at least in our own society. Fear is what underpins our hatred of our neighbour. We often do not like those who are different to us. Many of the differences are between people and are divided between a humanly designed frontier. People from one state mistrusting those of a neighbouring one. It's not uncommon. Galilee. Can anything good come from that place? There came a man from Galilee that left a single, simple command to all who would bear his name, and he asked nothing more. Paul attempts to explain what this means in reality. Now, I say attempt because the words of Christ speak in a language that we all understand, but none of us can ever put into words. If you want to try it, without using the word love, try explaining in words the feelings that you had when you held your own first child. Yeah. All poetry, song, art, drama, explores the ways that we have of trying to put words onto a very natural part of who we are. Every single one of us knows love. Each one of us has our own way of expressing it. We can delight as people delight when they try to capture an emotion that we all know. But we cannot catch it. We cannot control it. And it's a bit like we want to be like photographers that catch a precious moment in two dimensions that will recall both a great moment for them and maybe inspire others into the future. But at the same time, the artist's experience is always going to be unique to him or her. The love bears the same name, but it has many different faces. When these faces speak to us, we normally are delighted with them. They can be very inspirational, and most of them are. But just as easily as they can delight us, there are others that can rouse us to anger, greed, and hatred. They can repel us and disgust us, make us competitive, aggressive. We can be mistrustful of each other. They challenge us to outdo our neighbours, to outstrip them. And we let fear, rather than love, be the driving passion of our lives. fear, that manifests itself in all of the situations that I've just outlined. A list that we probably once called the seven deadly sins. Those seven events and things that can happen in our lives that are all so deeply rooted in fear of our neighbour, destroying the chance of loving the same neighbour. Love one another as I have loved you. He asked nothing more. After all, how could he? He'd already asked for everything.